The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's entirely appropriate, seasonal, you might even say, that Jesus speaks about light to us today. Remember, we had Christmas, the darkest day, the longest night of the year, and slowly and surely, as Jesus was born in our hearts, the light got bigger and the days got longer. We celebrated Epiphany, the great annunciation of Jesus' arrival, the unveiling and the enlightening of the world. We even celebrated Candlemas, the Feast of the Presentation, last weekend, a feast that is built around Jesus coming into the temple and it being enlightened that way. So in this season after Epiphany, there's this theme of light. It totally makes sense that Jesus ruminates a little bit on light and its presence in this world. But today, in today's gospel, he adds a new layer, a second theme to his ruminations on light. He talks about salt, which sort of is this odd coupling. I mean, light is everywhere in our church. We have candles. We have the Paschal candle that is Jesus the light. We even, when we baptize people, we light a candle off of the Paschal candle and give it to the newly baptized, receive the light of Christ. But we don't give them a salt shaker and say, "Receive the salt of Christ," right? What is Jesus on about? Why is he talking about salt and light today? Part of what's strange in this reading, or unfamiliar, is that Jesus is talking about something that is to us fairly pedestrian. Raise your hands if you have a salt shaker at home. Right? Everybody does. Raise your hands if you have a light switch at home. Right. See? It's funny because it's true. If you didn't have light in your life, you would just go turn the light on in the room. And if you didn't have salt in your life, you would just go to the store and buy more. Or put some on the roads. I don't know, right? So what's strange is that Jesus is talking to them about something that's precious in their lives. Salt is really, it's not that hard to make, but it's hard to come by if you can't go to the store. And light in a generation where there's no electricity is majestic and mystical. All of these things are precious and central to their lives. Without a light in those days, night was really dark. And without salt in those days, food had little flavor and went bad very, very quickly. It's strange that Jesus is talking about salt and light because the context is hard to get. Remember the arc of the story where we are in Matthew's gospel. Jesus is born, and he grows up, He's just been baptized and been out in the desert, tempted by the devil. He comes back and calls his disciples around them, gathering them one by one or two by two. And then he starts walking, and they come up on this mountain, and he starts talking in front of all these people. And thus begins the Sermon on the Mount. He starts it with the Beatitudes. You've certainly heard those. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the sorrowful, the gentle, those who hunger for righteousness. And then he says, "You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world." He's talking about the poor and how they're around us every day. And he's talking about how we're the salt to bring those poor people taste. He's talking about the blind who are around us every day and about how we're the light in the world, enabling them to see. This rumination is deeper even than that. At that time that Jesus is speaking, Israel as a nation was going through a multi-century existential crisis. They had built their nation. They had come into the promised land. They had built their nation around their covenant with God. And they thought that as long as they kept their covenant, they would survive as a nation and even be sent a great king, an anointed one, a Messiah. And then, like many countries in those days, they got invaded. And not once, but several times. The Romans were just the latest flavor of oppressors. So there were several schools of thought. Some people thought, some of the Israelites in those days thought, if we take up arms and kick those jerks out of here, then God will come back to us and God will send us a king. And there was another school of thought in those days that was, we should take our faith sort of privately. We obviously can't be in the temple anymore. Let's just kind of keep it quiet and the Romans will sort of go away sooner or later. And then we'll be ready. We'll have held on to what really God wanted us to hold on to, and the Messiah will come and save us. And what Jesus is saying, he's sort of speaking into this conversation at that moment. He's saying, nope, nope, nope. We're not going to kick the Romans out, and we're not going to hide our light under the bushel. Instead, what we're given, this faith, this relationship with God, this covenant, it's like salt. It's no good if you don't use it. It's like light. You would never hide it because it's too useful out in the world. It's even deeper than that. It's deeper than that because Jesus isn't saying that he's the light. He's saying that you're the light and we're the salt. The hardest part of this whole message, but it's the deepest. It's the richest. Jesus says that you're the salt of the earth. So I wonder, as you think about this, as you wonder what gifts God has given you, what salt, what kind of salt you are. I wonder what kind of light you are to the world. Are you a bright searchlight? Are you a little pen lamp? Are you a neon sign that says Jesus saves? Salt gets diluted. That's what Jesus is talking about when it loses its taste. And light gets covered. So what in your life fits that model? Where does your salt, your flavor, get lost sometimes? And where in your life, what is it that covers that brilliant light that God has given you? Is it some conflict that keeps you out of the ring? Is there some fear? Or are you disempowered by something, something that hides who you really are? When we're deluded, what brings us back to concentration? What adds our flavor back? When we're dimmed, when we're hidden, what is it in your life that brightens you? Is it prayer that feeds you again and removes those coverings so that you can share the light with the world? Is it support from friends around you? Is it the love of God that feeds you? What is it that removes that covering from your lamp and restores that flavor to your salt? So the call today in this gospel is a rich one, a deep one. The call that Jesus is issuing to Israel then and to us now is very clear. He's talking about the poor that are among us, the needy, the hungry, the blind, and he's saying to go look for the poor and to use the light that is in us to brighten their lives. And to go look for the hungry and to use the salt that is in our lives to feed them, to make their taste come back. And in so doing, we'll bring color and flavor into this world that desperately needs it, for it is sometimes without flavor and often without light.